Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the Conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 23, Healing Waters from the Throne of the Lamb, Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray. Lord, I think of quiet waters lapping at the edge of a lake. I pray that your Spirit might come and cleanse our lives, even as we think about this healing water that you have. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In Revelation 21, John has described in detail the holy city Zion with its perfect cubic shape, its 12 gates and 12 foundations, and all of its glory. At the beginning of Revelation 22, we have a final paragraph about the holy city, and then final invitations, warnings, and promises as the book draws to its close. We see a reference to the Lamb in Revelation 22, 1. I'm reading verses 1 through 2. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city, also along either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. John is describing the recreation of the Garden of Eden and its tree of life. Remember when man sinned? God said, "Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Genesis 3:22-24. The way to this tree of life was barred, but Jesus has opened up the way. And as Revelation 22:2 says, the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The Lamb brings eternal life to the nations of the world. Hallelujah! We could spend more time on the tree of life, but I'd like to consider especially the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, Revelation 22:1. The sons of Korah write about this river in a wonderful prophetic Psalm 46:4. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Joel sees a similar vision of the last days in Joel 3:18. A fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Shittim. The NIV translates it, and water the valley of Acacias. John's vision of the river of life flowing from the throne also echoes apocalyptic visions of some of the late post-exilic prophets. Zechariah writes, Zechariah 14:8, "On that day living waters shall flow out of Jerusalem, half of them to the eastern sea and half of them to the western sea. It shall continue in summer as in winter." Living waters refers to flowing waters, as opposed to still water that might be held in a cistern. But the phrase also contains the suggestion of the water of life, that is, life-giving water, that we see in our Revelation passage, and as we observed on day 10. This won't be just the result of a good rainy season, but will continue both summer and winter forever. Ezekiel describes a vision in the new temple of water flowing from the temple. This is Ezekiel 47:1. "He brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple." The farther away from the temple you go, the deeper it gets. Ankle deep, then knee deep, then waist deep, then deep enough to swim in. The water flows down to the Dead Sea and makes it alive and full of fish like the Mediterranean. And then Ezekiel describes the trees that sound a lot like the trees in John's Revelation. "And on the banks on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit each month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. It's Ezekiel 47:12. I love the last line of Revelation 22:2 about the leaves of the fruit trees nourished by the living waters. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Just like in Ezekiel's vision, the leaves of the trees that grow alongside this river of life are for healing. In our day, we often rely on pills to relieve our ailments. But from ancient times, special leaves were used in a poultice to relieve soreness and inflammation, kept in place with a cloth. The leaves of this tree, nourished by the living water from the throne, are used to heal the nations. As I write this, our world is self-isolating while the COVID-19 virus decimates our cities. We have no medicines or vaccines to protect us at present, only isolation. How we need healing. But the healing our world needs, even more than physical healing, is the healing of our souls. There is an African-American spiritual that draws from Jeremiah 8:22. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Heal the nations, O Lord, I pray. Bring them to the feet of the Lamb and heal them. If you recall, Jesus uses this figure of rivers of living water to describe the Holy Spirit that will be given to all his disciples, John 7:37-38. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. My friend, you have within you the life-giving Spirit of God, an immense power only limited by your faith. Look to God to release its flow to the people around you. Back in the days of the Jesus movement, we used to sing a chorus that expresses this healing flow. You probably remember it. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. This experience of the life-giving power of the Spirit is ours now, an earnest, a guarantee of the fullness that will come when we are in God's very presence. Claim it for yourself now, and let this healing flow from the throne of the Lamb bring healing to those around you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your healing waters that flow within us straight from the throne of the Lamb. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Soothe us, we pray, quench our thirst, and let your river flow out of us to heal your hurting world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Day 23 meditation is based on Revelation 22:1-2. What is the significance of the source of this healing stream? In what ways can living waters flow through you to bring healing to others? Friends, go out there with the healing power of Jesus and let it flow. Amen.